Yes, the report is the traveller experience of the justice system, and we know that traveller women make up 15% of the prison population, and traveller men make up over 30% of the prison population. And we also see in other countries how those from ethnic minority groups make up the majority of people in prisons. So for us as a committee, we decided to examine the inequalities that travellers experience within the justice system. We had in some experts like of the community law, Limerick Justice. Limerick Justice, a report that was done from Limerick University as well, came in and presented before the committee. We know that, traveller women will get a heavier sentence for the one crime as a woman from the general population, and the same for traveller men. What we're looking for is an identity. One of our recommendations is an identifier in prison. So, like when you go into prison, you're allowed to buy a form. It will say what's your identity, and you have the opportunity to name your identity. That travellers or other people in prison is not waiting on services like health services, education, counselling, or other services. So I welcome this report. As you said, it has 20 recommendations, and really, if these recommendations were implemented, it would make a massive change to the prison population of travellers within Irish society.
That's a very stark figure, 15% for women.
Yeah.
So it is, especially whenever you take into account the relative population in Ireland in general of the traveller community compared to I suppose, general population or the settled community.
Yes. And, again, traveller women, we spoke to many traveller women. We were able to visit the Dochas prison and have one-to-one conversations with the women. Now, like, obviously, the prison is well kept, and, like, you know, women are like have good services in the prison, so it's not really downgrading the prisons, far from it. But our point is the over-representation of travellers and that inequality, you know, like, what a young man said to me going back in November 2020, which really made me personally want to look at the inequalities of travellers' experience in the justice system, was, you know, Eileen, when I go into a courtroom or any other member of the traveller community, you're found guilty just on the basis of being a member of the community. And this report, I believe, reflects that. And, like, there's women in the traveller community in the Dochas, prison, they're in there for not having tax, insurance, now getting heavy sentence for those, as I would say, petty crimes, you know. And, like, to be fair, we can't forget, for some people, they have to do what they do to get by. You know, I was speaking to one traveller woman in the last few weeks that was saying, like, she's a recovering drug addict and alcoholic, and she said to me, you know, and she was in prison for a while, and she said to me, you know, Eileen, all I wanted to do was survive, you know. And for some people, it's very unfortunate how, like, a criminal way of life is really a survival. And for women, I think it's a little bit different for women, and especially women of the traveller community, because if a woman from the traveller community goes to prison, not only is she judged and put down within her own community, she also experiences from outside of her own community. So she has that layers of discrimination and layers of inequalities and not being accepted. So, like, you know, there's challenges out there for any woman with addiction, and any woman listening to me would say that. But, you know, if you're a member of the traveller community, it's even more challenging.
And now what you said there about the young man who was talking to you about being in court and nearly being sentenced before he walked into the room, that's part of a larger problem of racial profiling. That's an issue throughout Ireland, which can be linked back to the schoolyard of don't play with that little girl or a boy because they're from the travelling community.
Yes, and that's why one of our recommendations is that judges and members of the Gardaí should be trained around, racism, discrimination, around cultural values, and really, you know, to engage with our community. And just something as a few weeks ago we had a session along with Cindy Joyce and David Joyce, and they were speaking around a report. A piece of research that he did in Limerick, and you wouldn't believe it, Donna Marie, the piece that the Gardaí came back with in the Irish Independence really annoyed. And what our community wants is to be listened by the people who's there to protect us, not to be targeted. And I've seen with my own eyes that, you know, in many cases, and it's not every single member of the Gardaí, because there's great individuals within the Gardaí that's brilliant, two individuals within the traveller community, but we're really looking for that whole community approach and to have respect for each other. And I understand it's a two-way street, but even after that committee meeting, the Gardaí came back, and the article they had in the Irish Independence, what I believe was a retaliation to the truth of how our community feels within the justice system.